This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The strong April hiring report that we got on Friday contained good news on a lot of fronts for workers, including those about to enter new jobs and professions after spending most of the pandemic in college. The class of 2023 were the gang that got sent home freshman year in the middle of shutdowns. The job market they face now as graduating seniors is more than fully recovered, with employers nervous about a possible recession, but still desperate to hire. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Unemployment for 20 to 24-year-olds fell to 5.4% in April, the lowest it's been since 1969. Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says the class of 23 is entering a job market
that is much stronger than it was just 1 year ago, stronger than it was before the pandemic even began.
After years of virtual recruitment, Mary Gatta at the National Association of Colleges and Employers says many employers showed up on campus this year.
They are planning to hire 3.9% more graduates than they did from the class of 2022.
Lily Mura graduates from college next week in Indiana and heads to law school in the fall.
I think with the labor shortage, there's a growing awareness that young people have more power in the labor market.
But this generation still worries about the high cost of living, low entry-level wages, and student debt. Emi Hinosawa also graduates later this month.
It seems like even if you have a bachelor's degree, the jobs aren't really enough to survive on your own and also pay back college loans.
Hinosawa has a job lined up teaching English in Japan. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.